Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you're about to hear is from our 2016 Authority Conference hosted by Dr. Billy Brim and Pastor Chip Brim. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how to get your copy of this powerful conference today.
This authority of the believer, its laws, how it operates, everything about it, even an understanding of it, is given unto us in the book of Ephesians. I remember Brother Hagin starts his book out with that. And he taught us to pray that prayer in Ephesians every single day. And I pray it probably, I've been praying it for years and years and years and years and years. I scarcely miss a day in the morning. I like to do it first thing in the morning. And if I miss a day, it's because I had a plane to catch or something. And before that day is over, I'm going to be praying this prayer. And one of the first things that will happen to you, you'll start to get what it prays for you to get. So let's turn to Ephesians 1 and pray that prayer. I wanted to answer your question. He asked me a question about this prayer. He said, now, can't we just pray that once and then after that, thank God? No. And the reason why, this is a different kind of prayer. And look what Paul said, Onesimus, in the verse before it. I cease not in verse 16 to give thanks for you and making mention of you in my prayer, praying. And then he gives a prayer. He doesn't stop it. He doesn't cease it. This is one of the ones that goes on, and you pray it every day. Bless the Lord. This is not the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith is Mark 11:24. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive, and you shall have them. This is a different kind of prayer. All right, let's pray it. Now, we're going to be praying it, and you're going to make it personal. You are going to put yourself in there. Like, this is how I pray the first one. First verse, and you'll do it yourself. Doesn't matter what translation you have. God can sort it out. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's how we're going to pray. Brother Hagin said when he started praying this prayer, he kept his Bible open to it in the parsonage right next to the church, and he'd go out there each day and leave it open, and he told his wife, don't even call me for meals, and he prayed it over and over, and he said, the first thing that happened to me, I started getting revelation, so much revelation that I told my wife, what did I preach before? It's the wonder the deacons didn't have to come and get me out of the rain, because revelation will start coming to you. You will get what this prays for. Now, let's pray it, and you mean it when you pray it. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age and world, but also in that which is to come. And he hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And you and me hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ, by grace we are saved, has raised us up together, and made us to sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. This prays that you will get a revelation of three things. The hope of his calling. I could preach on that. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. The riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. But then the third thing he wants you to get a revelation of is a power that's toward usward who believe. And it's the same power that he used when he raised Christ from the dead. He was fought by hell. He was fought by principalities, powers. All of these things that are mentioned here. He actually had to execute more power raising Jesus from the dead than he did in creation, Genesis 1:1. He was fought when Satan had him in his grasp. Hallelujah. When he paid for your sins and mine and carried our sickness and disease and pain. Oh, what Jesus did. Hallelujah. And he says, I want you to get it. And we're praying for it. Give me it. Let me see it. He wants us to see, verse 19, what is the exceeding greatness of his power? Now, what's that power for? It's to usward. To usward. Who believe. Jesus would never had to go on to hell if it hadn't been for usward. He wouldn't have had to bear our sins. But he did it for us. I love to read the Hebrew to English translation of Isaiah 52 and 53. It said, it pleased Jehovah to crush him by disease. Pleased. Why? So that he could get healing to me and you. God, give me wisdom and revelation. Let me see it. Verse 19. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all these ones who were fighting him. Far above all principality, power, might, and dominion, every name named. And he put it all under his feet and gave him to be head over all to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. There's a body in the earth, and it's the fullness of him. The fullness of him. You're it. You're Jesus in the earth. You're Christ in the earth. You're the anointed one in the earth. And Brother Hagin's prophecy, there's going to be a company that gets it. And why are we going to get it? To the glory of God. To do the work of God, to change Oklahoma City to Goshen. More to Goshen. Norman, Edmond, Washington. Give me some of the other ones. Yukon. Mustang. You right here. Apache. Red Rock. What? Ardmore. Stillwater. Ada. I'm looking for the ones right around Oklahoma City.
Tahlequah.
What? Spell it.
D-I-B-B-L-E.
Gary Wood's going to be there. The devils won't dare to show. Bless the Lord. And also in Tahlequah, and also in where I live, Branson, Missouri. Are you Cherokee? Come from the Cherokee country, yeah. Bethany, Tulsa.
Wichita Falls.
Are you going to establish Goshen there?
Amen.
It's up to you.
Amen.
It's not up to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Skytook. Collinsville. Fort Worth. Enid. Hallelujah. It's right here. He wants you to get it. He said, now I'm giving you a prayer to pray because I want you to get it. I want you to get how to do the power, how to take the authority. So I'm giving you a prayer. You just pray that prayer and believe you'll get it. Woo! I'm glad I got it. I told one of my kids the other day, I wouldn't want to be living right now if I didn't know this. But I do know it, and I'm so glad to be living now. Over your business. Put Goshen over your business. Can you sense it? That anointing, that authority. He said, I want you to get it. He gave it to the church, which is his body. Now, he didn't write in chapter and verses, so just keep going. Don't stop at chapter 2. And you has he quickened, who were dead. Amplified says, slain by your trespasses and sins. But God, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, quickened us together with Christ. What does that mean? When he quickened Christ from the dead, he quickened the body. When he quickened Jesus, he quickened you. When he quickened Jesus, he quickened Billy Brim. Woo! Not only that, keep going. Verse 6, and he raised us up together. When he raised him, he raised us. Not only that, don't stop there. He made us sit together in the heavenlies. When he seated him at the right hand of the Father, he seated me at the right hand of the Father. When he seated the head at the right hand of the Father, he seated the body at the right hand of the Father.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 Authority Conference in Oklahoma City. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. And visit our website for archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. BILLYEBRIM.ORG.